Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. When I think about being in safe arms, you think about this, being in safe arms, you think the arms of the Lord are strong and that he can keep things from happening to you, not because you're strong, not because you're good, but because he's good and he's able. And it makes me think of in Psalms 32. In Psalms 32, you know, and it's in writing here, he talks about, verse 7, he says, talking about the Lord, he says, "You are my hiding place. You're my hiding place." I mean, you think there's times when you just need to go hide in God. Yeah. You just need, he's like, give me a moment. And let me tell you something. If you answer a man quickly, I would dare to say you're going to have to go back and retract that. I mean, it's not wrong for you to say, you know what? Give me a moment. You know, let me abide on that. Just let me. I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. I'm saying I'm dependent. And when I spend time with God, when I go hide in God over this, then he's going to give me a different perspective. He's going to remind me of the things he said to me. And I encourage you in the context of that, you know, be slow to speak so that you can just, you know, and there's sometimes you just got to hide in the Lord. You just got to, you know, I'll be with you when I finish. When do you finish? When I don't need to hide anymore. And he says, you are my hiding place. And then he goes on and says, and you will protect me from trouble. You'll protect me from trouble. Listen, over and over again, we're told, even when Jesus says, in this life, you will have troubles, but cheer up, I've overcome this life. This whole mindset of saying you're not going to have troubles, you're not going to have struggles, all these different things. He goes, come on. That's really messing you up because you have a whole bunch of them, and now you're walking around in denial, and people are trying to understand the very truth that you said you profess. But you should say, hey, you know, I'm having stuff going on here, but listen, that my God protects me in all these troubles. He protects me. He's my hiding place. He protects me. And then he surrounds me with songs of deliverance. Let me tell you something, and I'm excited about new things the Lord is opening up. But if you're not involved, you know, listening to songs of deliverance, and I just can't wait to be sharing some things coming in the future. But when you think about this, I mean, think about this. There needs to be a balance in the worship. Some of the songs, you know, that we're singing today, you know, and you pull out the rhythm and listen to the lyrics, and you're thinking, it sounds like you're about to have an affair on Jesus. The song sounds like, hold me back, hold me back. I want to cheat on you. I want to cheat on you. How is it going to help me? And it's like,
yeah.
What kind of victory, what kind of song of deliverance is that? Mm-hmm. You know, right. I'm not saying that you don't fail, you don't make mistakes, but if you sing about adultery, you're cheating hard. I might as well sing that, right? Yeah, and it's like the song is like, what happened to songs of deliverance?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, and I do love the loving songs because the love of God, and we need to understand the love of God. We so need to get it because how can you love others till you realize that you're loved, but it should overflow in love back to others? But part of loving God is obeying God, marching out. And you think about it, we have these songs that you know, it started off, when you look at history, it's like, onward Christian soldier, marching as to war. And it's today's like, sloppy wet kiss, Jesus. You know, it's like,
right.
You know, I'm a wind, bending a tree, bending in the wind, the earth's kids kiss, love, 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 love. I'm thinking about cheating on you, but I'm not. Right. Hold me back. You know, it's like, what happened to this, you know, make a man of me, a man of integrity, a man of the spirit, a man of his word. What did that produce? That produced, that masculine worship produced a movement in the kingdom, a movement in America that produced 1 million men in the mall of Washington, D.C., falling on their faces and crying out to God for the repentance of our sins and the sins of others. We cannot emasculate this nation. We need to understand the love, but we can't give up the battle.
That's right.
Songs of deliverance, this new season coming to the church. Let me tell you a little hint about it. It's going to be, if what God did through Promise Keepers filled stadiums, filled coffee shops and filled Washington, D.C., all the way from Maryland to the White House, with men who were willing to bury their face in the sand, break down all the walls of division, and to openly worship God. Why would you want to do away with whatever was done in their hearts to produce that? I'm not talking about promise keepers. I said, what do we learn from that?
Right.
Learn from those that have gone before you. And the thing is that we're going to throw out all this, you know, Jesus, make a man of me, a man of integrity, a man of the Spirit, a man of his word.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, a mighty fortress is our God. And today it's just the psalm. The lyrics aren't even coming to me. But you hear the lyrics today, it's just like, you know.
Wimpy and.
Yeah. Just, give me your eyes to see. I don't know how I missed it. Oh, give me your eyes to see.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
A man singing, I am a flower. Quickly here today and gone tomorrow. I'm like,
yeah,
there's a problem with that.
And the thing about it, you got to understand, these are things men wouldn't say out of their mouths. And so trying to, and you're wondering why 60-70% of the men, the churches or gatherings are filled with women and not men. It's like, he's probably not going to relate to the words like sloppy, wet kiss coming from, it's not that he doesn't love God. He doesn't even say that to his wife. I mean, he's not going to say it to people. It's like, come, you know, I'm going to come give you a sloppy, wet kiss. It's like, it doesn't even go in his DNA. Sad thing is, now we're seeing the culture of men kind of adapt to that because they're thinking, I guess this is actually normal.
That's what I have to do, right?
Yeah, you know, you're seeing men leave the masculinity aspect of their lives. But, you know, what if we just recapture that and begin to say, you know what? You know, we're called into a spiritual war, a battle, to battle. He says the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing from the time of John the Baptist even till now, and it's forceful men that lay hold of it. The people that have gone before us, study their lives. If you haven't yet read God's Generals by Robert Sheridan, you need to read it because it's a good read. It's an evidentiary read. It's a challenging read, but it shows you the lives of those that have gone before us in our own time frame. And understanding when you think about Amy Semple McPherson or Mariah Etter or a Catherine Kuhlman, you see her fruit today, but you have to understand she slept in a chicken coop. Mm. She slept in a chicken coop to be able to get to the place she wanted to so she could have shelter. Mariah Etter camped in tents. I'm talking about women for some reason, but you know, they camped in tents just to get there to be able to meet in a tent with obviously no air conditioning in it.
Right.
You think about Dowie and what Dowie went through. You think about... You know,
John G. Lake and all the people that died in his life.
John G. Lake.
I mean, just...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a family loss. Mariah lost six of her children, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, John G. Lake. And he went to Africa in that day.
Mm. I mean, with no money to get off the boat.
In that day. With no money to get off the boat. With his family.
Mm.
And these are the people we talk about today. Why? Because they understood the masculine aspect, the aggressive aspect of God. I mean, one of his names of God is he's the breasty one, which means... when we cry out to him, provision comes from him. But he's also, you know, the banner of God. Mm-hmm. He's
the lion.
He's the lion.
The lion.
He's the lion. And you know, I just think about even right now when I'm thinking about Akayeli's speech last night at Christians United for Israel, Washington, D.C. I mean, she let it roar. It wasn't like, so we just need to love Israel. And right. It was like, she's like, and we got to stand for them. Who else is going to do it? You know, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Wow. And it just... Yeah, you know, just radiated with the people that are there with me, and I'm sure all the ones that were listening around the world. And so I'm excited about venturing into the area of recapturing the wisdom that was demonstrated that produced so many that the world was shaken because of it. And today, even though it is finished, it still has remnants of blessing all over the place. And what was the words? What was the message? The message was, you know, get accountable.
Mm.
Honor, you know, deal with your sin, pray for your leaders, come together with a few other men, get a Paul and a Barnabas in your life. Should be somebody over you, somebody under you, somebody that's speaking over you, somebody you're speaking over, and you're coming together, you're building relationship. You have to do this because you got to have a vital relationship with a few other people to be able to make this. You can't do this without God's designed it in a way that you need me and I need you.
That's right.
That's right.
And that pleases. I mean, what father would not be pleased if his children are depending on each other to be able to get through while they're following his leadership? Mm-hmm. That's not a negative thing, by the way, in family. And so I just really sense that, you know. And so he says, you are my hiding place. This is what we're talking about, Psalms 32, 7 through 10. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble, and you surround me with songs of deliverance. And what does God do? This is what he says. He says, I will instruct you. See, when you hang out with God and you're in that environment, trust him, I will instruct you. I will teach you. I will teach you in the way that you should go, and I will counsel you. This is beautiful. And I will counsel you, and I will watch over you. Mm. And the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Mm. When we understand that and believe that and trust in that, then that's when he protects us.
That's right.
I truly believe in my spirit, and I really want to see, and I just challenge you right now, if you want to be a part of that, songs of deliverance. There's new sounds coming. There's new aggressive, advancing sounds and songs of deliverance that are coming. Not, I'm trying to cheat on you, Jesus. Hold me back.
Mm. Mm.
But, Jesus, I'm willing to die for you.
Right.
Nothing can hold me back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.